Welcome to Vistage Live, the place you can come to for insights, knowledge, and perspectives from a range of experts who can help your small and mid-sized business make a great big impact. My guest today is Tim Trumper. Tim is chair of the NRMA, is a shareholder and advisor to Quantium, Australia's leading data and analytics company, is the author of a new book, AI Game On, and holds interests in several private, high-growth, innovative companies. So he's a heavy hitter. Tim Trumper, welcome to Vistage Live.
Oh, thanks, Stephanie. It's very nice to be here.
Is this when I say I'm with the drummer?
Yeah, no, go for that.
He's quite a rock and roll kind of hero as well, and is a drummer in a band that you may never have heard of, but it's brilliant. So we'll say that much. Yeah. We talked about your book, AI Game On. And I think this is the first book at Vistage Live that I have ever promoted. Tim, why did you write the book?
Well, thanks, Stephanie. I love that question. And I think it gets straight to the core of the issue, actually, which is I feel like I've been very lucky and privileged to have had a front row seat at the birthplace of analytics, artificial intelligence, and real change through technology. And I guess my background is slightly unusual because I've had the entrepreneurial side with my journey with Quantium and in some other businesses I'm an investor in, as well as being chairman of a multi-billion dollar conglomerate.
Yeah.
And it's those two perspectives which I tried to bring together in the book, because I think what there is there's lots of people running around, you know, very excited about artificial intelligence, and I'm excited too. But most of them have never sat on a board and don't understand the dynamics of how the board thinks and how it needs to look through the risk lens as well as the opportunity lens. And then there's lots of people on boards who've never, ever been in an entrepreneurial, high-growth, AI-driven business like Quantium. So I've tried to bring the two things together. And adding to that, I really do believe this. I think this is a moment in time where lack of adoption will equal corporate destruction. And I don't sugarcoat that
is
at all.
Is it that serious, do you think?
It is.
And for every business? So when you say corporate, are you just talking the big end of town?
No. No, I don't think there is any business that can avoid being in the AI game on. In fact, I wrote the business. The second reason was really to make sure that our children all have somewhere to work in Australia, because if you look at the growth of the big tech giants and their capacity to swallow whole industries, that isn't going to go away. They are the good users at the moment.
Yeah.
And the delta between good use and no use is expanding quickly, which is going to see a lot of change.
So what about a little bit of use? Because I know we've spoken on Vistage Live to, you know, a few AI experts, and I think it's encouraging. I know our members to dip their toe in or to get an app on their phone of a large language model. Is that enough?
Well, it's good, and it's a lot better than doing nothing.
Yeah.
There's a famous line that the more things change, the more you have to learn.
Right.
And we are in a time of unprecedented change. So it's a time for everyone to learn.
Yeah.
That's why I wrote the book, but that's why, you know, I spend my weekends listening to podcasts. I would go to the gym listening, reading papers, just trying to stay up to date with what's going on, because it is a gallop. So I think it's great you've got members who are using the tools. That's excellent.
Yes.
It's better than nothing, but it's probably not going to be enough.
And that's what I want to get to. So before that, can we go back to boards?
Yeah.
And being chairman of the NRMA, which is a significant organisation, as you said.
Yeah.
So I happen to know that you had your AGM recently. Tell me how AI helped you practically such a lofty presentation.
Yeah, sure. So look, the AGM's it's the moment when we are held accountable by our members.
Yep.
And that's good. That's a good thing. That's a good process. So what I did, and this, everything I'm about to tell you took me 40 minutes.
Right.
Okay. So what I did was I found a private locked box AI tool,
mm-hmm.
with no data leakage.
Mm-hmm. That exists for starters.
It does exist.
Yeah.
In this instance, it was Claude by Anthropic.
Yep.
But there's other ways of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I fed it the most recent 5 annual reports of the NRMA, which would sum up to, I'm going to guess, 1,300 to 1,500 pages of intense detail. Then I loaded the constitution of the NRMA, which again is a very detailed and big document. Now, I can hear people going, what about privacy? What about? And great, I'm glad you asked that question, even though I didn't hear it.
People out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything I've loaded is in the public domain. You can Google
of course, every it's an one annual, of those it's documents. An annual report, of
so
course.
So I've now loaded publicly available documents into a private box for me.
Yeah.
Then I say, compare 23 with 24 key financial metrics. Make them bullet points and give me the top 50. And it does. Takes 8 seconds to run. I gave the outputs to the head of legal at the NRMA and the CFO and said, look at this and tell me anything that's wrong. Not one thing was wrong to the hundredth decimal point.
Which is amazing because there's so much talk about hallucinations, what you're going to get back is...
If you're getting hallucinations, you haven't learned how to use the tools.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. So if I went to ChatGPT and said, tell me, you know, how did the NRMA go year on year and fed it no information, it would go wandering and do an okay job, but I would not be trusting the outputs and using the AGM at all.
Yeah.
And then second, I thought this was actually interesting too. I then said, well, predict 5 questions that an informed member might want to ask at the AGM. And it did. And some of those questions were asked.
Really?
Yeah, some of them were. And they're the right questions. You know, we should be held to account on the financials and the, you know, the member benefits we're providing and those things. So, yeah, look, it's a very helpful tool.
So, do you know, some of the things you were saying there, Tim, I've heard speakers at Vistage meetings talk about a version of that for small and mid-sized businesses. So this book was written, you had in mind the bigger businesses, is that right?
A lot of my experience
well, it's your experience, it's who you are.
Through
yeah.
The lens of big businesses.
Yeah. So then,
not all, but a lot.
Not all. Is it relevant for small and mid-sized businesses?
Absolutely. And I think, look, I think what's so exciting right now is that the tools, I mean, these tools are all activated with conversation. So if you can talk, you can now program. And I think that needs to sink in.
I can't program. If you can talk, you can program.
So over the weekend I was playing with some of these AI chatbots and I was asking it, I'm doing another talk later in the week, and I was asking it to prepare my slides.
Mm.
And then I said, show me how you're doing that. And then it revealed the code it had written to create my slides. So your conversation is converted to code.
Yeah.
And then back to the output you want.
So let's get into my naive understanding of it, but I think I'm a step ahead of nothing.
I'm sure you are. You've got my book on your lap. You're miles in front.
I'm absorbing it even as we speak. It's amazing. So the bots don't hold that code. That code doesn't exist in there anywhere. It's predicting, isn't it? It's creating it line by line as it goes. Is that right?
I think the easiest way to understand it is if you employed 1 million consultants who were experts in everything.
Yeah.
Right? You've got one who's expert in pot plants, one who understands microphones, one who understands Vistage, one who understands coding, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then said, I want to understand the pot plants. That's what now sits in your pocket.
Right.
It's read everything.
Yeah, right.
Like this is.
But it's not storing all of it, is it?
Well, yes.
It does.
It does. It does.
Right.
It does. And I can go back and look at that code that it wrote. It's there
for me
to look at.
Right. Amazing.
It is amazing. I mean, it is amazing. You can't sugarcoat it. There are multiple times a week where I just are breathless at to what it's just done for me.
Right.
So I'm involved in another business. This is a small business. It's a technology business.
Yeah, right.
But I'm a shareholder advisor in this other business. It happens to be an AI business, but don't worry about that. It could be in the pot plant business. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And we have a shareholders meeting coming this weekend. And I fed it the status of the company.
Mm.
And I said, compare the status of this company with its peer group, which I know.
Mm.
So here's the URLs of the peer group. Here's the documentation I can see of the peer group.
Yeah.
Here's our documentation. Compare. And here's the kicker. And this is where it's really fun.
Yeah.
There's a Silicon Valley legend called Mark Andreessen.
Mm-hmm.
Owns, one probably as good of venture capitalist there is in America. And I said, review this as if I'm Mark Andreessen.
All right.
And give me the 10 things he would ask for at the meeting. Took 8 seconds. And the outputs are so good. And they are, I was saying to my wife last night, I've only ever been able to be Tim Trumper before.
Yeah.
And so everything has Tim's, a bit of Tim in it because that's who I am. I can now go to meetings pre-thinking from 100 other personas.
I love that. And it's anyone incredible. Can do that
it's
because
incredible.
I've just thought, look at my marketing strategy as if I were Gary Vaynerchuk.
Great idea.
I'd have to take all the expletives out because he's very colourful. But that's amazing.
It is
so
amazing.
So any business of any size can do that.
These tools that I'm talking about cost $30 a month.
Right. Okay. And what are these tools?
Well, this one's Claude by Anthropic.
Yep.
But the ChatGPT is very similar.
Yep.
And there's others as well.
Yep.
But, I've got to Claude via Quantium.
Yep.
So Quantium, has run a whole bunch of A-B tests through.
Yep.
And they've landed on.
On Claude.
On using Claude.
Why Claude over ChatGPT?
They've just found it worked better for their use cases.
Yeah.
And so, that's good enough validation for me.
Yeah.
But I do use, I use others as well for different projects actually.
Yes.
For different, like my book, I've written a bot on my book, which is I can interrogate my book through the lens I want to create.
How do you write a bot for your book? What does that mean?
So this was all done through ChatGPT.
Right.
So I got the digital file of the book.
Yeah.
I uploaded it. It's a locked box. So I'm not a complete idiot. I haven't loaded it on the internet. And I am the only person who can access it.
Yeah.
Unless I give someone else permission.
Yeah.
And then I can say, what would, in AI Game On by Tim Trumper, what would he recommend for Vistage 10 AI ideas for growing the business? So it reads my book, 150,002 words in less than 10 seconds, and then we'll prompt you out 10 ideas.
And you told me you did that in less than 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
There's a business in that for you, Tim. No, you could just consult a bit.
There's so much here.
Yeah.
It is, I think that you run the risk of this being kind of, whoa, it's like a bucking bronco, where do I start?
Yeah.
And I think one way to think about that, if I was, talking to a leadership team or a board about that, what I try to break it down to this idea of mindset, which is what we're talking about. So the awakening.
Yes.
Then there's like skill set, how to use these tools, like how to, give it a persona, ask from Bill Gates' perspective and what are the inputs to make it work.
Yeah.
And then the last thing is tool set. So which of these tools work for you? What tends to happen?
Sorry, what was the last one you said?
Because
my mind keeps going to all different applications. it was mindset, skill set, tool set. Beautiful.
And the tool set is which app, which version of technology you want to use.
Yep.
And that's the end.
Yeah, that's right.
I think what happens is particularly in big business, what tends to happen is, what's the tech guys saying? And then you'll just go straight to the tools. Do not do that.
Get the mindset.
Start with the mindset. What is it we could think about? How could we improve our business? How could we find new customers? How can we serve our purpose? That's a great conversation to have.
Yeah. Which is a conversation that businesses should all be having anyway.
Yeah, they should.
And so is it getting to what are the questions as a business or what are the issues that you want to solve? Did someone say, coming from it, wouldn't it be great if? Wouldn't it be great if this was like that? Wouldn't it be great if we could solve this issue?
Like it.
Right. What's the best way for a business to start with skill set then? Because you're right, it's all about the tool set, isn't it? The toolkit. It's just.
Well, ultimately, so if you come back to the kind of what is the mindset? So is the mindset in the business, oh, we think this is a bit risky, we don't understand it, let's not do anything?
Yeah.
If that's the mindset, be very careful.
Yeah.
Someone will, so I've got this line which I've spoken to you once before about this idea of, AI won't take your job. A business who understands AI will take your customers.
Mm.
That is a certainty in my view. Mm. I would bet everything I own on that premise. Mm. It's already happening. And so someone who ever understands the customer need and future need before you do wins.
Yes.
It is a race. Doesn't matter what business you're in.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That part is true.
Yeah.
So I always think, how can I understand my customers with these tools as a place to start? How can I feel how the customer sees the organization, uses our product? If you do nothing but throw some energy at that with the tools, that's a great place to start.
Yeah. And then, so do you know what? While you're talking about that, I was thinking I read a long article in the Herald on the weekend about scams. Did you read that article?
I did.
Terrifying.
Yeah, no, it is terrifying.
But it's just it's the most artful digital marketing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everything I looked at, I thought, well, they're just doing it really well. But I guess there's so much AI in there as well.
There is. No, you can't sugarcoat it. There's incredible, boundless opportunities here, but there is also some real threats from bad actors who want to do terrible things. And if you're a cyber criminal, you've just got a new toolkit, which is pretty powerful.
Well, you do. And when you're talking, however, what I like, I find it actually quite reassuring, because if you've got mindset and skill set right, you know what you're seeing. There's a chance that you could say, this doesn't feel right. This could easily be made up. Like you could actually be aware or be more informed in how you're judging what you're looking at. Does that make sense?
No, for sure. I think it's back to education.
Well,
the better you sort of know what's going on, the less likely you are to be fooled.
Push scams aside. Skill set. Where do you start with skill set? What is it you have to do to get that right across the organization? If you've got mindset, how do you get skill set?
Read, listen, open the aperture. There's incredible tools out there.
Yeah.
There's some incredible emails, email newsletters on what's going on with AI.
Yeah.
Get interested, get curious.
Yes.
If you believe, like I do,
that
this is a it was the CEO of Google who said, this is as profound as fire, electricity. I mean, I think you got people like, when I'm making comments like that, you go, I think we should pay attention.
Yeah.
These guys are not messing around.
Yeah.
I mean, ChatGPT, just like a fun fact, when I wrote the book, when I was just sort of starting to finalize the book, ChatGPT was the fastest growing app in the world. It had a valuation of about 90 billion US at the time. And when I did a LinkedIn lookup, it had less than 600 staff. Now that needs to sink in.
Yeah, it does.
So it's worth more than almost every company on the ASX in Australia as an individual entity. Most of those companies have 100,000 more staff And this has got 500 and it's worth as much.
And it's how many years old?
And it's a couple of years old.
Yeah, less than two, isn't it? Or just coming up for two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So which actually takes you to one of the big theses of the book, which is this idea of, you know, we're seeing labour and capital, the old bedrocks of economics, being pushed aside by AI, data and IP.
Yeah.
Which is self-evident by the values of these companies. That just they are coming out of the blocks with incredible valuations. Now, this is not this is not equity advice. They may not hold those valuations.
Yes.
But right now, it's incredible.
So bring it right back now to a small mid-sized business and the applications that are so important. So you said, knowing who your customers are, knowing what your customers are looking for, what are the questions they're going to ask you or what are they expecting? What else? What are the other applications that could be so valuable for a mid-sized business?
Sure. You could think about it from a, you know, what does the business do? So obviously this is situational. But one of the things we wanted to really understand at the NRMA, which I referenced in the book, is we really wanted to understand what drives loyalty.
Yeah.
Basically.
Nice.
So we know customer service is important and we know how fast we get to the people on the side of the road is really critical. But there was a moment probably, you know, 7-8 years ago where we did a really detailed look and we could see that if customers used more than one service.
Yeah.
They were much more loyal.
Yeah.
Okay. So we really studied that hard and learned that was true. And that was actually the big unlock where we started to say, well, why don't we invest a lot more in tourism?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have the right to play there. The brand will stretch logically to tourism because it's always been involved with tourism.
Yeah, it has.
And we've moved, you know, a very large percentage of the balance sheet over to tourism. The last 24 months, the revenue of the NRMA has gone up. It's a 104-year-old mutual and the revenue's up over 45% in 24 months.
And so how did AI help that? When you say 7-8 years ago, well, that would be looking at big data, I guess.
Yeah, that was – that. I wouldn't call that AI. No. I would call that customer understanding through data.
Right, okay.
Which is a bedrock
of AI now.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's been around for – people have been talking about that for more than 10 years, 15 years.
Yeah.
That was kind of the thing.
It was.
But now I guess the idea is that the AI tools that you're talking about can do so much more with that data really quickly.
Correct.
Yeah.
But just before you leave that point, people have been talking about it for a long time. You can still find a lot of companies who don't use data to understand their customers.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we're back to AI applications. For small, mid-sized businesses, absolutely knowing your customers. What else?
Well, you could use it for anything. You could use it for procurement.
Yeah.
Like here's a – this is just incredible. So I'm doing a renovation.
Right.
It's classic, you know, classic thing where you get the quote, you get the builder, you get the scope of works, and then you immediately get a variation.
Yeah.
Just like building 101.
Yeah.
So I just loaded the variation.
Mm-hmm.
Into ChatGPT, made a file for it and said, here's my contract, here's the variation. Give me points as to how to push back on the builder.
Wow.
Draft an email to the builder. So it reads the contract.
Yeah.
It reads the variation. It found an error from the builder and it's an error in the measurement of the square meters. And I've got a very strong argument to push back on the builder. Now that, again, that's like which business in your group doesn't have a procurement department where you could be doing that?
Yeah, or dealing with any sort of contract, any kind of engagement, any service agreement or whatever. Wow, that's so easy.
It's incredible.
Easy, isn't
it's
it?
It's incredible.
Yeah, right. Give me another one. What else? We could be here all day. I love it. I could sit here and read the book out loud.
That's going to be a long podcast. I use the bot. We use the chat. Well, you could use it for, you know, procurement we just spoke about. You could use it for recruitment. You could use it for I mean, strategy is one. So, the CEO of Quantium, he was telling me, and this he's told others, so I can share it, but he was, this is just an incredible story. So he was waiting for a plane in Johannesburg.
Yeah.
And the big company's celebration was coming up, and they always have, you know, it's a big deal. And they have a massive presentation, everyone comes together, and it's a slideshow, and they map out the future for the next 12 months.
Yeah.
And they usually brief an advertising agency who does it.
Yeah.
You know, it's very professionally done. It's a big deal. He sits on his phone, dictates his story about the company into the AI bot, says, these are the type of people who come to this thing. These are the previous things we've had. I want to make sure this is remembered from 10 years from now from everybody who attends. Give me the best idea you can. Out comes this image. He says, make it better. Improved. It was the image they used for the conference.
Wow.
And it's really good. And it's really specific to them because he fed it everything it needed to know while he's waiting for the plane.
It's a great way to use a delay or a wait at the airport. Do you know, so what a great thing if you had to present at a conference.
Yeah.
You could just say, this is kind of what I'm thinking, this is what I'm talking about. Give me the presentation.
Yeah, it will. If you brief it the right way.
If you brief it the right way. Make me sound like Michelle Obama or something.
Yeah, no, totally.
Yeah.
So I've done it with the book.
Yeah.
So I've grabbed the images in the book into a presentation, but then said, I'd like to expand on the mindset, skill set, tool set. Give me an image. I use it in my presentation. It's really good.
Yeah, really good.
And it's all part of the subscription. Like this is a no-brainer activity.
What's the future going to be? So we're 2 years into really people. Well, it only took 3 months for people to start saying ChatGPT.
Yeah.
I saw it on ABC News Breakfast. Here's this wacky thing. And what's next? What do you see?
It'll be a gallop from here.
A gallop from here.
Yeah, yeah. Look, the acceleration points here are hard to imagine.
Yeah.
Human beings, me included, we're terrible at understanding compound growth.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know the story of the chessboard?
No.
So it's a pretty amazing story. So the guy invented chess was, I think it was to the Indian king or president or whatever it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Someone will fact check me here, but it's the mathematics part of it's right.
I've got someone on a bot right now checking on
good.
You.
Yeah, good. But basically the story goes, this is the most amazing game.
Yeah, yeah.
How do we thank you for this game? And he said, just easy. Just put a grain of rice in the first square, double it on every square of the chessboard, and that will be enough. Yeah. So they go, that great, we can do that. Well, when you do that, because of compound maths, 64 squares on the chessboard, as it gets into the second half of the chessboard, the amount of grain at 64 has never been grown.
Right.
It's more rice than it's ever been grown on the planet.
Right.
So people can't understand. So when people said these bots are going to quadruple, you know, they're going to go to the power of 64 over time, which they will, no one can predict what that is.
Right.
I mean, already you can ask some of these tools, which you do, you can say, what is the best thing I could ask you for my insert, whatever you're trying to do?
Mm.
And it will draft how you tell, what to tell it.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of the it's one of the most interesting things that I have been learning about asking it the questions you should ask. It's really interesting, isn't it? It's different from how we're used to, because you can't ask a book that unless it's already in a bot.
Well, there's a line, I can't remember who it's from, but it's a quote in the book. I think it might be from the editor of Wired. And he said, you know, as answers become cheap, questions become valuable.
Questions become valuable.
And beautiful. That is exactly what's going on.
It's the difference, isn't it?
What to ask the machine.
Yeah, yeah. So interesting. The thing that I find so inspirational, Tim, about your approach to this is that you're coming with vast experience.
I hope so.
Well, you are, and your application is at a high level, but you're taking risks with it, which is, it's kind of taking risks. It's sort of trying things and it's that curiosity and adventure in it.
Yeah.
And
I'd be careful about the risks I take.
Yes.
Like I'm not loading salary information.
No.
Like I trust it, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, okay,
I'm not
that's good.
Load my title deeds to the house on.
No, no.
You know, so you're throw up my passport.
Yes.
So you kind of think, okay, what, you know, if the worst thing happened.
Yes.
And you find the NRMA's AGM, the annual report, well, you can find that anyway, so I'm okay.
Yeah, thank you, and that's a really good thing. But we all went through that with email.
Yeah.
Imagine someone's going to read it. Imagine it's being read out loud in a public place.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable with that? Yes. But what I mean about you taking risks is you're trying things that are new.
Yeah.
And that well, it's not particularly outside your comfort zone, but you're things you haven't done before.
Mm.
And what I really find inspiring is this relates to anybody.
Mm, no, it does.
So checking out that contract with your builder, anyone can do that.
Yeah, totally.
And I think that that's encouraging.
Yeah, no, we should be encouraged. There's a lot here. You know, I think that idea of whenever you start a project and you have the blank page.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I always find that, oh, no.
Oh, totally. Thank you. I thought you were going to say the opposite.
The day of the blank page is gone.
Yeah,
if you've got a blank page, you haven't learned to use the tools yet.
I love that.
Because you should start with, so I am the CEO of Pot Plant Company Co.
Yeah.
I want to double the size of the business. Give me 5 ideas.
Yeah.
And then they might not be good ideas.
Yeah.
That's okay. You've now got 5 that you can ditch.
Yes. Really good. Well, it's 5 to start with, and that's right. I agree with you. Give me something to work with and build on and question. So mindset, skill set, tool set.
Yeah.
The 3 fundamental pillars, and you haven't come in and just sprouted a whole lot of different apps and tools for us. You've given us a pattern. You've given us an approach. I really do encourage people to have a look at your book.
Oh, thank you.
We'll put a link on it where this podcast is. Tim, that was great. Thank you so much for giving us the time. Lovely to see
you. You're very welcome, Stephanie.
So that's it for Vistage Live today. Thank you for joining us. Make sure you subscribe so you can listen to us each episode. And for more information about Vistage, check us out on vistage.com.au.